This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Laboratory accidents happen, and sometimes laboratory workers get infected with dangerous germs. A serious such accident happened at Boston University, as that institution is nearing final approval for a controversial lab that would deal with the most lethal organisms. NPR's Richard Knox reports that the accident also reveals gaps in public oversight of scientific labs at a time when bioterrorism research is expanding.
In May of last year, two Boston University lab workers fell ill with tularemia. Sometimes known as rabbit fever, tularemia is classed as a potential bioterrorism agent because it can be lethal to humans. But Dr. Thomas Moore, the medical center's acting provost, says nobody at the BU lab suspected the lab workers had anything more than a common respiratory illness.
Some people in the laboratory didn't even know that these two people were out sick at the same time.
Then, in September, another worker in the same tularemia lab was hospitalized with pneumonia. That by itself didn't trigger an investigation, but Dr. Anita Berry of the Boston Public Health Commission says about that time, BU researchers discovered something funny about the tularemia germs in the lab. They were supposed to be a weakened strain, a so-called vaccine strain, that couldn't make humans sick. But Berry says DNA analysis done in the normal course of the research showed there were two strains of tularemia in the lab.
At that point, I think light bulbs began to go off that there was someone recently sick. They now had something to suggest there was something besides weakened tularemia in that lab. People began to put together that there had been two prior illnesses in this lab.
Several weeks later, on November 10th, BU informed Dr. Berry's agency and the State Health Department that, in fact, three lab workers had gotten infected with a wild strain of tularemia that somehow contaminated the lab. Despite intense investigation, nobody knows yet where it came from. City and university officials say they didn't see a need to disclose the episode to the public because there was never any public risk. Tularemia is not passed from person to person. The State Health Department refused to make its investigators available for interviews. Federal officials are still investigating the BU episode. City officials say there's no reason to suspect someone intentionally contaminated the lab, but the large lab is still shut down, and a half dozen researchers are on administrative leave while the investigation proceeds. The three infected lab workers have recovered fully. Moore, the BU provost, says the researchers can be excused for not recognizing the laboratory infections and reporting them to public health authorities sooner.
The most important point, I think, in understanding the entire thing is that the laboratory thought they were working with a vaccine strain of the tularemia bacterium. The vaccine strain doesn't make people sick. And so the mindset in the laboratory was people have gotten sick, but it's not because of what we're working with, because this doesn't make us sick.
But Boston health authorities say the episode demonstrates the need for tighter regulation of research labs. State health authorities say they don't regulate them. There's no direct federal monitoring of lab workers for accidental infections, or deliberate ones for that matter. And city health authorities pay far more attention to restaurant sanitation than what's going on in research labs. Boston authorities say they'll set up a system to monitor illness in lab workers. The tularemia mishap occurs at an awkward time for BU. Federal officials have picked BU, along with the University of Texas in Galveston, to host two new national high-security labs to deal with maximally dangerous organisms such as Ebola and smallpox. They're called Biosafety Level 4, or BSL-4 labs. BU's proposed lab has generated considerable community opposition. But BU's Thomas Moore says there's no reason to think the recent episode has any bearing on the university's ability to manage a BSL-4 lab safely.
None of this would happen in a BSL-4 facility, I mean, because the level of safety is so much higher that there's not a lot of room for people to go in and sort of shoot from the hip and do procedures the way they want to do procedures. It's all pretty much done the way the protocols spell it out.
David Ozanoff, an environmental health professor at BU and a prominent opponent of the BSL-4 lab, isn't reassured.
It's very disturbing. You know, anybody who tells you that things like this can't happen in a BSL-4 laboratory is just not telling you the truth. And the more laboratories we have, the more likely this is to happen.
Ozanoff worries that the public won't even know what research is being done in the new lab, which is nearing final approval by the Environmental Protection Agency. But a BU spokeswoman says no secret research will be done in the new lab. None, none, none. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.